Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The new school year is just around the corner, and it isn't just for kids. There are vibrant programs available in Ventura County designed for older workers to expand their skill set and career opportunities. Hear from Ventura Adult and Continuing Education, or VACE, to talk about opportunities for adult learners are Carolyn Van Walker, Director Principal at VACE and WDB Board Member. Also, Steve Thompson, Assistant Principal at VACE. So great to have you here this morning. Wonderful to have you in studio.
Pleasure to be here.
And we are going to chat about all the opportunities here. Carolyn, let's start with you. Adult education is a general term that has been around for ages. How is VACE changing the face of adult ed?
Well, when most people think about adult education, the first thing that comes to mind are programs for students who might need a high school diploma or high school equivalency. And VACE offers these programs pretty much from 8 to 8 every day. We also offer programs for immigrants who want to learn to become United States citizens or who have a limited knowledge of English and are wanting to improve their English writing or speaking skills. But the focus of our programs over the last 3 years has really changed in that we are increasing our focus on adult education and careers. So we've been providing students with an avenue to develop their skills and opportunities and to earn stackable industry-recognized certifications. We're offering more hands-on, competency-based, high-tech training and using standard equipment that is found in the actual industry. We are also trying to work on offering more programs for people that are trying to re-enter the workforce. And we're targeting the students who have either never worked, have been out of the workforce for some time because of an extended unemployment, or maybe because they've been disabled or incarcerated. And we are working with more alliances with our business and with our industry partners to make sure that we are aligning our curriculum to the needs of the community. Also, we're very proud to say that at VACE, we have exceptional placement rates for our students. This last year, 94% of our students were placed in the fields in which they were trained.
Wow, that's pretty good. And the other thing is when you have a career for a long time, then you have to do something else.
Yes.
It's like, I only know how to do this, and VACE can help with that. Steve, what's the most popular program with older, career-motivated students? What's getting people's fancy to think, yeah, I could do that?
Well, we have a very specific program called Encore, and kind of a pun in a way, because Encore is a re-entry into the workforce. And this is a computer literacy program. It's actually one of three programs that are aimed at providing the computer literacy skills that people need to re-enter the workforce, plus those job readiness skills, the soft skills we talk about. Encore is one, which is principally focused on the needs of older adults, but not limited to those needs. We offer that at three sites. And then we have our Workforce Development Academy, which is a long-running program, which does a similar thing. It has a slightly more focus on adult basic education, math skills, and literacy skills, as well as computer literacy and job readiness. And our most newest addition is our Google Academy, because the Google Suite is a growing area. We see that Google Suite may be, to a certain extent, businesses will be switching to that instead of Microsoft Office. And we offer the Google Academy at the America's Job and Career Center over here in Oxnard by the collection.
Boy, that's a big swing.
It is.
Because that was it. Microsoft was the only place to be, and you had to know that.
Right.
And now it's going Google.
We're looking the other way, and we see Google. Google's free.
We're going to Google that. Yeah, but that's something to be watchful for, because you could walk in, Mr. Big Shot or Ms. Big Shot, and all of a sudden say, Google what? So make sure your skill sets work within that environment. Carolyn, are there any programs that are underutilized that you would encourage older students to consider? So a lot of people go in and they don't know what they don't know.
Right.
So what would be out there that they might find that would work with them?
Well, I would definitely encourage anyone who's in need of developing their computer skills to consider attending one of those free Encore or WDA, which is the Workforce Development Academy computer literacy programs, because they can learn how to use a computer even if they've never touched one before. They'll learn all the Microsoft Office suite, Word, Windows, Excel, Access, and PowerPoint, and these labs are conveniently located right within the community. So they can go to the Area Agency on Aging, they can go to the Adult Ed Center on the Avenue, or they can go to the Telemark building on Market Street, and they can get these free classes. They also should consider the Google Academy, which is a free service for them that's located at the America's Job Center near the collection in Oxnard, or maybe taking an evening class. We have a lot of older adults. Depends on what you call an older adult. I guess I fit in that category since I'm over 50. And they can take these classes in the evening, accounting, QuickBooks. They can take a SolidWorks class or a CAD class and become ready to get into the workforce, even if they've retired.
That's great. Now, Steve, one of the things that a lot of business owners might be listening and saying, I could use this the other way and help my current employees gain more skills. So is that something that VASE can help with?
Oh, absolutely. As Carolyn mentioned, we run evening classes, and the evening classes focus more on components of our full-length career technical education programs. So if they're interested in a specific skill or a specific software, like, for example, Adobe Suite or something like that, or Microsoft Office or computer-aided design, they can take those evening classes. We run them 3 semesters a year. Those are fee-based but very reasonably priced classes that we run. In addition to that, if an employer had any specific need for retraining or uptraining their employees, we would just ask them to contact us, and we'll see what we can do to customize training to suit their needs.
Boy, that's such a great off-site opportunity for people to look at their business and then be able to employ VASE to helping out their employees.
Right. Well, the mandate of Adult Ed in California now is very strongly focused on making people employable or more employable. All our funding is basically pointed in that direction. So the face of Adult Ed and the face of VASE, mm-hmm. to a certain extent, has changed in that. You know, the old Adult Ed classes that were more community enrichment.
I remember origami.
Exactly.
Or something. And you do that and you just to say, I need something to do that's fun. Now it's something to do to make money.
Right.
Which then you go out and have fun with.
Right. If you want origami, you can probably go to Santa Barbara.
That's right. You probably can. That would be the perfect place for it. Or maybe Ojai. Either place. Carolyn, is there an increasing demand for more technologically based educational programs in the adult education field?
Definitely. One of the things that we're seeing right now is that we know that about 80 or 90% of our students have cell phones. And we're seeing an emergence of small but growing set of mobile or game-oriented kind of products that we can use to help learners gain skills on their own away from the classroom. So they can get on their cell phone, they can have access to an app that allows them to practice things like their vocabulary words if they're going to be practicing a Burlington English pilot. We also have mobile technology that's allowing them to take little bite-sized pieces of knowledge along with them. And our students are using Canvas to manage their learning. They're also using Quizlet for their assessments. And they can communicate with their instructors on their cell phones, which is really nice. There's apps that they can use to learn soft skills like teamwork and conflict resolution, how to read a blueprint, or how to do something within the manufacturing process. And so our CTE students have always been exposed to cutting-edge industry-standard equipment like 3D printers and a full-on television studio. But, yeah, technology is definitely a big piece of what we do in career technical education.
Now, from your experience in this, let's say there's somebody who's 61 years and 2 months and 14 days old, for example. How employable are they with new skills? What do you see when your students, 94% of them, are placed? It sounds like the success is huge. So when these folks go out, whether they're 40 or 50, but when you get into that 55, 60, are businesses open to that? Are they saying these are good, mature, solid workers?
Yes, they are, because they bring with them skill sets that have just been enhanced by the latest technology.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have students that are in their 60s that are going back to work, that retired earlier, that thought that they could make it on the retirement, and finding out that either they're bored and they want to go back, or they need more income. And so by having these new skill sets, getting this new technology under their belt, they're in a position where they can train people on the job who haven't been able to get out and learn the new skills.
So when we look at time, so evening classes are available. If somebody was approaching accounting, what is that, a year of courses? What is generally the time for somebody? If they're cramming at a reasonable rate, maybe, can you do two classes a week? What would be a student load?
If somebody wants to get a computerized financial accounting certificate and they want to learn QuickBooks and become a full bookkeeper and learn payroll and all of the other subjects that are associated with that, they usually come to school from 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, for a period of about 6 months. They'll get all of their certifications plus their licensure, their industry standard license, and we have a full-on job placement person who will help them to get an internship and to put them into a job. So that's one venue, one avenue. The other avenue would be for someone who's working during the day and just wants to upgrade their skills. They could come in the evening, and we have 10-week blocks of courses that they can take from 6 until 9, Monday through Friday, one night a week, in order to learn a skill like QuickBooks.
And how is this funded? How much does it cost the student? A range of that? How does that work out?
The night classes are very reasonable. We're a nonprofit. We're part of Ventura Unified School District, so they run about between 100 and 125 a night for a 10-week program.
For a 10-week program. Mm-hmm. And you get a possible job with 94%.
Well, you definitely
that's pretty good bang for the buck.
Yeah, you definitely get the skills that you need and the license to go with it.
And with the backing of the proof of 94%, this sounds like a fantastic opportunity for folks. If you'd like to learn more about the exciting programs and career path opportunities at Vase, go to adultedventura.edu or stop by for a tour. Vase is conveniently located right off the 101 freeway at 5200 Valentine Road. Anything else we need to know? Something you'd like to add to encourage people, whether it's a business owner or somebody out there looking to improve their skills?
Just that we are here for you, we're here to serve the community, and we definitely hope that you'll come visit us and know that we can help you to prepare for a career in under a year.
Sounds good. Thank you for coming in this morning. We really appreciate your time. If you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That's WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. Thanks once again for coming in. Really appreciate it.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.